listening to another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at fancypantsgangsters.com. Because those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet.
Let's try that again. our first attempt at an intro tired even us, and so we stopped it.
We were tired of us. We were weary and unamused. But now this is fresh and amusing. It's Cosmic Slop. It's show number 40. We don't usually wave the number around too much, but gosh, it only took us 50, 60 weeks to get to 40 shows.
Yeah, it's going to be the last show that we can count upon our own fingers and toes.
It's true.
We add them all together. And
then we'll need help. We're counting on you.
And the next 40, who knows?
I am Chuck.
I am Joel.
And we have found some stuff that we thought was interesting in the musical world, and we're going to share it with you, including a couple tidbits from here around the Twin Cities local scene, some things from far away across oceans and whatnot.
Because there is fertile musical ground around here.
Yes, it's true. We're lucky. We're fortunate and lucky, and we're going to start the show with one of them. And that would be a song from Matt Wilson. We're going back to 1994 for this one. Matt Wilson, along with his brother Dan, John Munson, and Elaine Harris, were part of a group called Trip Shakespeare. Quite big around these parts. Got a teeny bit of national attention.
Made some videos, kind of crazy, didn't quite catch on.
But the giant world did not seize them.
It's too darn bad, because it's all really, well, I don't know about all really good, but it's mostly really good music.
It is. And Dan Wilson continued on with John Munson, and they became Semisonic and had a fine run.
After a stint as Pleasure.
Right. They became Semisonic, and Semisonic sort of faded and kind of became dormant, and we'll still play from time to time. And now, in 2009, Matt Wilson, the other brother, got together with the same John Munson. They have a group called The Twilight Hours. They have a new record out, and I'm particularly taken with it.
They're like a Lego kit, you know.
It's
you
true.
Just configure them in various different
and
ways.
And they all get along and play with each other, and
yeah,
everything's good. But it
Matt, the crazy one.
Mm-hmm.
Back in 1994, 15 years ago.
Put out a little demo cassette that I've had stashed away upstairs, and there's a couple of songs that some of the songs on the new record have been around for a while. And this one I'd forgotten about.
How did you forget? It was a massive Radio K hit.
That's because I'd forgotten. I don't know. I just had. I'd forgotten how much I enjoyed it. It's a song called Raking Service, and it's from 94, and it's a very Matt Wilson-y sounding story song that explains itself. I won't bore you with it. And it features a bevy of local folks on here. Dorian Crozier plays drums. Paul Boblett plays bass. He was in a group called Sam I Am that I used to like a lot and saw around town.
Righto.
But Matt, golly, we love you to pieces, and I'm happy to hear this. This has been back in my brain the last couple of weeks.
It's been tucked away so nicely. The corners of the cassette box are crisp.
It is. I've saved this one nicely.
You take good care of your things, Chuck.
I do.
Here it is. It's Matt Wilson.
And Raking Service on Cosmic Slot.
The podcast.
Where to At Summit Talks, you'll hear them speak. It's only Monday. Negotiations breaking down. See those leaders start to frown. It's Sword and Gun Day. Tomorrow never comes until it's too late. Could be sitting, taking lunch. The news will hit you like a punch. It's only Tuesday. You never thought we'd go to war. After all the things we saw, it's April Fool's Day. Tomorrow never comes until it's too late. We'll all go running underground, and we'll be listening for the sound. It's only Wednesday. In your shelter dimly lit, take some wool and learn to knit, 'cause it's a long day. Tomorrow never comes until it's too late. Hear a whistling overhead. Are you alive or are you dead? It's only Thursday. You feel the shaking of the ground. A million candles burn around. Is it your birthday? Tomorrow never comes until it's too late. That shelter is your home, the living space you have outgrown. It's only Friday. As you come out to the light, can your eyes behold the sight? It must be doomsday. Tomorrow never comes until it's too late. Ain't it funny how men think they made the bomb, they are extinct. It's only Saturday. it's too late. Think tomorrow's come, I think it's too late.
Now, that is a pick-me-up workout song if I've ever heard one. Makes you
spooky.
For all your adrenaline.
It's got a message.
Yes, it does. It's called 6 Day War.
Colonel Bagshot's Incredible Bucket Band from 1971. And if it sounds somewhat familiar to you, you must be a DJ Shadow fan.
Yep, it was the home of the original sample for... 6 days, six war. I forget.
6 days.
Six days. That was the name. It was a big hit for DJ Shadow, but you know, kind of a psychedelic, prog like, dirge like thing, including what? That dude that sounds a lot like Joe Cocker.
But it's a group of four mulleted dudes from Liverpool, and apparently they were a hard gigging group.
Mm-hmm. Lots of different side projects, other bands.
Had several different recording contracts.
Hometown boys. to this day, there's I think at least one of the guys marshals and soldiers on in a couple of different of his band, Dear Carnations, and keeps people happy in Liverpool. And I'm really hoping somebody closer to the band gets some sort of money thanks to DJ Shadow.
I imagine so. And, you know, it's the kickoff track from the Oh, What a Lovely War LP from mm-hmm. 1971.
And 6 Day War, you're wondering if it's got a Middle East connection. It's not explicitly that way in the lyrics, but it might be. Who knows?
And an album that's kind of hard to find. So thank us for bringing it to you.
We go now back to the local business. Mm-hmm. And my love of soft rock.
And this is it's pretty soft, but the album from which it's taken cast its net in various different soft rock directions, trying to gain purchase.
Make it. James Walsh was a guy. He was in the band Gypsy. And
Twin Cities progressive rock,
long form sort of Santana jams, mm-hmm. and he was the big guitar hero and stuff.
Known for using Art Nouveau cartouches on the covers mm-hmm. of their LPs, more a graphic design band than a music band.
But a lot of the band, now you're gonna get.
Oh, I know, we're gonna.
If we got email, that would get.
He's
some.
Gonna come up from Dallas and he's gonna shake his fist at us.
Beat you. By 1978, signed to RCA Records, they went and made an outright pop record. Walsh himself is there. I think many of the other people were no longer part of it. Mm-hmm. But it was recorded here in town, in Bloomington and in Minneapolis. And it's got stuff that sounds like Chicago and some stuff that kind of sounds like England Dana, John Ford Coley. But I know this song got played locally.
Sure.
It was in my Bubbling Under chart somewhere. This got a teeny weeny bit of airplay someplace.
Made it to number 101 on the charts
something. But even if it didn't have a local connection, this is why I like it. It has that. It's one of those songs that if it was a big hit, everybody would go, that's awesome. That's quintessential soft rock. But it wasn't a big hit. But it doesn't matter. It's still quintessential soft rock. It's just that it doesn't have that nostalgia feel for anybody else who didn't grow up hearing it. But if you listen to it, you're like, wow, it sounds like absolutely every other song that was, you know.
I'm very rocking. Relaxed and not challenged by that in one bit. And it just kind of came and went. And what was that I just listened to?
And there's some nice falsetto vocals going on in there. But it went down smooth. And I'll guarantee you this song was played on WCCO FM. And
WCCO. Mm-hmm. FM 103.
The station that preceded the Light FM.
but at this point, it wasn't Gypsy. It was the James Walsh Gypsy Band.
And you can find, they admit to it on their record, it was a different sound for the band. If you're looking for the big guitar jams, you're really not going to find it on this.
Keeping it tight. Keeping it concise.
But for me, it's keeping it soft.
Radio-friendly unit shifter right here. Love is for the best in us.
The James Walsh Gypsy Band on Cosmic Slop.
The podcast.
There are teardrops in my eyes, and to you it's no surprise, 'cause I feel I'm losing you, and I feel I'm telling lies. As you left, you said to me that I had to set you free. You can find out for yourself.
if our love was meant to be. But my heart does feel that this love is real, and there ain't. All the time that you are gone, I just keep my memories, 'cause I need them to go on. But my heart does feel that this love is real, and there ain't.
Woo!
there he goes, Marshall Crenshaw, the Donnie Iris of Detroit.
I don't know, but jangly retro pop rocker Marshall Crenshaw. You know him from Some Day, Some Way, but that's another song off of his debut LP, the song Cynical Girl, which I really enjoyed back when I was in college. I thought that was swell.
He does well for himself. Mm-hmm. A one-hit wonder can make a career.
Yeah, especially if it's a hit like Someday, Some Way.
It's timeless. It can get played on multiple different radio formats, oldies and all sorts of goodies.
It is an 80s standard, but you know, there's other stuff on that record too, and some of it not all that awesome, but Cynical Girl I think is really, really good, and it doesn't overstay its welcome. It comes and it goes, and you're right, it does borrow a bit from Psychotic Reaction by the Count Five, but
Well, I was thinking the other one, Someday, Some Way, the opening.
Right. Oh, that's Someday, Some Way. That's right. Yeah.
That's exactly what sounds like it. But
no, Cynical Girl, that's just kind of on its own. And maybe some Buddy Holly stuff going on.
I also enjoyed, and it's not just because he wore glasses. I also enjoyed the fact that being from Detroit, that in like the one of the reformed versions of the remnants of the MC5, Marshall Crenshaw sat in with the MC5. Not a natural connection one might make, but everybody knows everybody in some towns.
Well, you know, what's his ash on the Lemonhead sang with them too.
So they let anybody get up and rock.
Yeah, pretty
with them.
Much. I don't know.
Big Lemonheads fan?
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
It's a shame about Ray. we go now from 82, we rocket forward. Huge.
Into the future.
To 1984. For Christina, and I don't know jack about this, and Joel's going to school us all right now.
A young lady named Christina Monet, who took her limited singing range to at least a couple of big-time producers over the course of her short album recording career. Mm-hmm. She worked with August Darnell from Kid Creole and the Coconuts on her first LP, which is straight-up tropical disco, and mm-hmm. then 1984, she hooked up with Don Was.
The crazy, quixotic, soon to make tons of people famous Don Was.
And made a super kick-ass new wave record called Sleep It Off. And the song we're about to play is one of the standout tracks on that LP.
It's called Don't Mutilate My Mink. And you would be forgiven if you thought it sounded a little bit like the Sex Pistols at brief moments. But what was the thing we just read? She was like, you know, there's a little shortage of snotty going around.
There's a shortage of sass going on in the world, and the world didn't know what to do with Christina Monet.
Well, sass was A-OK.
And this is Christina, C-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, much like Madonna, only not. It's Christina. And Don't Mutilate My Mink, and it's great.
On Cosmic Slop.
The podcast.
Don't mutilate my mink. Don't mutilate excuse me, buddy, but excuse me, lady, but you're fooling, ain't you? Where can I be? This ain't America, is it? Oh, Lord, where can I be? This ain't America, is it? No, this ain't America. You can't fool me. This here's the home of the sheriff, not the land of the free. In America, folks don't run through the streets, blood streaming from where they've been beat. And the parks are for the people. And the cops in the good old USA don't think they're some kind of gods either. No, this ain't America. You can't fool me. If you don't spit the right image, they just pull out there the EDD. If they just don't like the way you look, they just lost.
There's a treatise. There's a statement.
You know, it's like sitting next to a guy on a long bus ride.
I actually sat next. I sat directly in front of that guy recently on a bus. Although he was less political and I think less correct But I will say that unlike what we just heard, by the way, which was called Love, That's America, it's sung in character by Melvin Van Peebles.
On the song, the soundtrack LP to the film Watermelon Man.
Yeah, a wild trip of a film, 71-ish?
71.
I think. Mm-hmm. It's a classic tale that... That various Wayans brothers would go and remake later, but it's kind of, but it's
sort of in reverse.
It's Godfrey Cambridge, the legendary Godfrey Cambridge, starting out the movie in whiteface as a white guy who wakes up one day and discovers he is black. And for the rest of the movie, he then is not in whiteface and he looks like himself and he is in black, but he's playing a guy who's trying to figure out why all of his white friends treat him differently now that he's black.
Oh, the foibles of 1971 American society.
Yep.
And the film, a significant commercial success, and got Mario Van Peebles, well, the seed money to make Sweet Sweetback's Badass Song, which is one of the landmark independent films in black cinema. And
This helped make that happen.
It's really pretty awesome.
And speaking of Wayans brothers, Mario Van Peebles, the son of Melvin Van Peebles, who probably was, we could do the math, but I'm not going to bother.
He was a young man.
He was a kid. He did the back, I'm holding this LP in my hand. He did the back cover. It's definitely like a young kid, teenagers.
Apparently, you know, there's some R. Crumb comics around the house. He grew up on a steady diet of comics with an X, and again, it's a Groovy Family production, and when Melvin uncompromising and
unapologetic.
Did his own thing, unapologetic entirely.
Well, anyway, that was pretty nifty. Love, That's America from the soundtrack of Watermelon Man, sung by director Mario Van Peebles himself.
Not available on CD. You got to track that one down.
No,
in the cutout bins for $5.
It's pretty nifty. Well, with that, we come to a close. Thanks for hanging out for another six-pack of whatever was interesting to us. We hope it was interesting to you.
And we hope the next 40 will be just as delectable as the previous one.
It's all very true. For finding more things online, including video clips and whatever else we can dig up having to do with the songs we've got.
Hey, we could point you to the entire Watermelon Man film in six or seven different parts on
Thanks
YouTube.
To the abuse of copyright and YouTube, it's all available. Go to CosmicSlap.com and find yourself over to our Facebook group. Find ourselves over to our
Find fabulous. Yourself, Chuck. Find yourself.
Find yourself. Lead yourself.
Find yourselves over. You were using that as a transitive verb. I've never heard that.
Find yourself leading your way over,
okay,
if you may.
Right.
I was skipping in between words. I was trying to be hyper efficient.
Well, it made a certain amount of sense until I interrupted you.
That's all right.
CosmicSlap.com
will get you over to our Facebook group. It will get you to the download page. It'll get you to
FancyPantsGangsters.com.
Fancy Pants Gangsters are the good guys. And they've got some groovy discussion forums as there. So even if you don't post anything, enjoy the links and find more shows and spread the word and subscribe. Subscribe if you are one of those RSS feed where you like to get little nudges and reminders when there's a new show. It's the way you should do that.
It makes it quick. Makes it easy.
Yep.
You don't have to monkey with anything at all. It just sort of shows up.
Let Cosmic Slop come to you. Thank you for coming to Cosmic Slop right now. And until next time, I am Chuck.
I am Joel.
And we'll start digging for something for next time right now.
Okie doke.
We'll see you later.
All right. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you very much.